give us an update.
Yeah, what we did was we sent out, as required, a certified letter to the owner. We've given that timeframe. I had a discussion with code enforcement today. There's been no response to that letter, which is suffices our end. We got quotes to clean up what we can on that property, understanding that we cannot touch the bulkhead, and that's got to be clear. We're going to schedule that with our Department of Public Works at this point.
You're going to clean up the lot part, but the bulkhead.
We cannot touch the.
He can take that. Yeah, I think I know that he's going to take care of it.
Right? I don't know that officially, but I hear the property owner that owns the bulkhead is interested in doing what he needs to do. I think if those cement columns come down, that would enable him to do some work on that bulkhead. And so we are willing to work with the adjacent property owner. What we will do is record all time and material, and we will be putting a lien against that property.
Okay, and when will
that start? I'm hoping to schedule it with DPW as soon as I can. I had the conversation with Mr. Mercado today about the letter. He informed me that there was no return receipt, but we do have evidence that it was mailed, and it was mailed, you know, within
certified,
the time frame, certified, so we're confident.
You know, you can't even go on the sidewalk. I mean, it's so overgrown with I have a question about if there is not an ordinance in town on an issue, if there is a state ordinance, does the state ordinance come into play? In other words, is that an effect? And if there is a town ordinance and there's a state ordinance that contradicts the town ordinance, which one do we follow?
It depends. You can't answer that generically like that. It depends on the specific circumstances.
Okay. Well, if we don't have an ordinance, do we follow the state ordinance?
It depends what the... You might have a statute that says a municipality may adopt an ordinance that says XYZ, but that just means it's permissive. So even though there's a state statute that lets you do it, unless you do it, that's not enforceable. So it really depends. If you have a specific example?
Well, if it's a motor vehicle ordinance.
Like what?
Vehicles.
You really got to look at it on a statute by statute basis, because there's a theory called preemption. You might have heard of that. That if the state intends to, you know, totally regulate it, then that would take precedence over any local regulation.
Okay. And then when we adopt an ordinance, is that put to the voters? Do the voters, like the registered voters in the town, are they the ones that come forward and vote on it?
No.
Or do you guys just?
The elected officials do.
The elected officials.
If we would have put something on a referendum, it would be on when you go vote, like those questions.
Okay.
That would be when the voters have a hands-on role. Other than that, you elect the people to vote for you in theory.
Right. And or the adoption ordinance, it actually gets three readings. It's read once at a meeting, then it's published in the newspaper, then at a subsequent meeting, I think it's not less than 10 days after the publication, it's read again, then there's a public hearing like we had tonight, and then it's read again and voted on.
So you definitely have time to weigh in on any ordinance that's considered.
Okay. And then I have one last thing. I'm going to embarrass my husband here. But after 18 years of waiting, he has finally achieved citizenship.
Good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Patty Peterson?
Yes.
317?
317-A, short letter. Mine is noise ordinance.
Sure. Currently, what you have in front of you is an ordinance. You can't enforce anything.
Correct.
I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. That's kind of why we're doing what we're doing.
No, but the ordinance right now, we have an ordinance that doesn't make anybody happy. It's my recommendation would be to ban Apple Music or it's allowed up to a certain time, because right now, it just doesn't make anybody happy.
I mean, you can't open a window, you can't wash a car.
But what I'm saying, I don't know, and I don't want to mislead anybody. If we're saying some of the times we talked about was on a Sunday, 4 to 8 o'clock, they're still in the same situation, these folks.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
yeah, correct. Absolutely. Everybody's in the saying, well, there's a problem, there's no middle ground. There's no middle ground.
There's an element.
I know, but the problem is this, though.
He's saying from an enforcement standpoint.
Yeah, I've researched many, many ordinances. The problem is we're attacking the symptoms, not the cause. The cause is we have a lot of areas in town that have businesses right in the middle of houses. But, let's say we go down there, we've been doing this for as long as I've been here. Turn the music down? Yeah, okay. Turn it down for an hour, 2 hours, maybe the rest of the night. Tomorrow, same thing happens. You have to listen to it again real loud. On the other end, they bitch and moan that, well, you know, I got to paint outside. I'm a bar. Why can't I do this? So there's no middle ground.
You know, and the other thing was, I remember one of the ordinances when I first started, like 7 years ago, you had to go there and observe it for like 20 minutes straight or something crazy, right? And it had to be at a certain level.
It used to be the guy down at the clam hut all the time, though.
Huh?
The guy at the clam hut, that guy Steve, he used to get ticketed all the time down there for excessive music.
We gave him a couple.
I know you have. So if you could enforce that then, I think you can enforce something now.
I think he got it because he was working 11:30 at night, right? I mean, am I wrong? Or?
Yeah, I think it was before that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's say acceptable time was deemed 8 o'clock. He was at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night.
You say you have problems enforcing the current ordinance because it's officer's discretion.
Or it's vague.
Some of it.
Why not write the ticket and let that come out as a matter of in court?
Well, I talked to the judge. I talked to him just this week. He said, well, he goes, you're right. He goes, it's allowable 100 feet. You're allowed to have bands, but on the other hand, it's 100 feet.
But that's fairly black and white.
No,
it's not, because the folks sitting here, it doesn't help that.
So tell them you're allowed to have a car, but you can't drive. You're allowed to own a car, but you can't drive.
But the current zone,
100 feet, you can hear some two people talking.
But let's be clear, the current noise ordinance you have now does not help them at all.
Not if they want the music not to play at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's my point. So,
doesn't help anybody.
Well, there's no ordinance that this table is going to provide that's going to satisfy everybody.
That's why I tried to tell the truth up front. I'm not going to, paint a picture that's not going to happen.
Part of the issue, and Ms. Cora has raised it a little bit, is that that restaurant never used to have a live band. And now it does.
But they were allowed to by Mercantile.
I don't know
about that. Mercantile have a band. I mean, you have a liquor license. It could happen at any establishment. The ordinance permits.
Sorry?
Ordinance permits music. When I bought there, it was an abandoned old finance. There was nothing there.
Correct.
And now
I don't disagree with you. And I'm telling you, I was here 6 years ago, so was Rick, so was Becky. Same thing happened with Wind and Sea. Same exact thing happened.
And there's no satisfaction down at that place either.
That's what I'm saying. There's no satisfaction anywhere.
And that's not on you, the residents, or that's just, like you said, it's the demographics.
It's the way our town's built. And like I said, I'm not siding with either. But all I'm saying is that I've been here almost 23 years. We've been doing the same thing for 23 years, as does, I think, 99% of police departments in New Jersey.
Well, at least the shore towns, especially.
Yeah. Can you tell me we got it? Can you tell me who's down? Yeah.
Hoboken, like
towns. A couple hours ago. I mean, I talked to a police chief from the state. Some say, hey, listen, you know what? Whether we have the bar, we'll have the band. You bought a house there? Tough. Other departments, they do the same thing we do. They bang their head against the wall every day. Can you turn it down? Sure. Next night, they hear it again because it's too loud. So they have to put up with it again for a certain period of time. They can enter again, ask them. Other departments just say, listen, we're not signing a plan at all. You want it, you do it. I mean, they all have it. There's all the same ordinance, and nobody has a real resolution. But it's not helping anyone.
I've seen it enforced. I spent a lot of years representing Hoboken, and there were issues with, obviously, the same kind of situation.
Sure, they're around each other.
And they kind of dealt with it through ABC enforcement. That gives you a little bit more flexibility. No, that as a violation of a liquor license. Then you put conditions on it. It gives you more flexibility as opposed to an actual ordinance.
I don't know what ordinance, World Respect, ABC, or anyone else is going to have that's going to solve what these folks have an issue with, which is even if, and I'm not minimizing, I'm just stating the facts, at 4 in the afternoon because they live across the street, it sounds like they're sitting at a rock concert. from, I mean,
it does.
Yes. Fair? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're stopping that.
No.
Legally.
I agree. I think maybe we just need to think outside the noise ordinance context. Maybe there's another way to address and make everybody a little less unhappy.
Is the question, what rules is the council willing to set on existing businesses?
That's really the question.
Yes.
And then they have to be able to be enforced by the police department.
Yes.
It can't be vague.
Well, no, the ABC rules aren't enforced by the police. They're enforced by the council.
Well, basically, right. We can change the ordinance.
No, they're the mechanism that's enforcing it for you. There's an ABC officer that's enforcing it for you. They're wrong, don't they? You enforce them for the borough.
Well, I said, yeah, it sounds like the ABC, like Phil was saying, was that you can, that's our thing where you can say bans, no bans, times.
Well, I'll give you the specific example in Hoboken. It was the bar I met my wife in. Probably too much information to share.
What's the name of the bar?
No, it's McSwiggins.
Okay.
So, and there's an apartment building right across the street, and it's all open windows, and they would play music all day Saturday, and everybody would complain across the street, and they made them put up some kind of, like, shrubbery. I don't think it might even have been artificial, that kind of block the sound a little bit, but still let them have their sound inside the bar and block it to some extent. The homeowner still wasn't happy at the end of the day, but it did muffle it to some extent that, you know, everybody was a little bit unhappy.
And that was probably something that was done out of a, I don't want to say courteous thing. I don't think that was something. Maybe the town had an ordinance.
No, it was a settlement. It was an amicable settlement. It wasn't right. Anything that was imposed on anybody.
That's my point. Yeah. So that was something that was agreed upon. It still didn't satisfy the people.
Right. To tell you the truth, I don't know how people go in some of these places.
I say the same thing. Maybe I'm old, but I say the same thing.
It's just
brutal
to go in some of these places.
I'm just trying to bring it to the forefront because right now we're just banging our head against the wall.
And we've been talking about it for at least a year and a half, 2 years. So.
But just let me ask, what would be a better condition for you?
Give me $1,000 to leave my house every Sunday when they have a live band.
I mean, that.
You mean a
live band? I mean, that's. No,
I think I would get it.
That's a serious question, though, and, you know, to some extent, that's not
you know, you're
serious.
Asking for us to make
would you want to ban here? All music? I mean, is that what you're asking for?
No, we, earlier in the year, probably around April when they first opened up, I had a major issue with the artificial music, iPod, whatever they were playing through.
Like DJ,
non-live.
Yeah, DJ yeah. Something. And Mr. Redman and she flew it. We all worked together. They managed to turn the volume down. That's reasonable for me, even though I can still hear it in the room. And it's reasonable for them. They still get to have their semi-loud music for their patrons. This live band seems to be like an all or nothing deal. And I really wish AJ was still here from the business group because I would tell them flat out, go back to your next meeting and tell them that the band is driving dollars out of high boots. Because my boyfriend and
we
don't just go down to Tap House. No, we hightail it out of town. We gotta leave, we're gone.
And what's interesting is she had the same situation with the Klan plant, because she lives down in Marina in the Bay. And when they were in full swing, they had the same situation down there.
But the only way to get something done here is to mediate it from both sides of the table.
We tried to mediate, but we've gone there and we talked to businesses and it worked for a short time. In the end, it just worked back.
Did we ever talk to them about live music? Did we ever have the conversation about live? Because it seems... Is the iPod thing still working?
We resolved that issue.
Have we ever had a conversation about that?
It was better. Yeah.
And it's still better?
The music at night is better.
It's still better?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a live
Have we ever had the conversation?
It's not to have a live band.
No. To turn it down, like, to the level that it's the...
We have.
Okay.
We have. Eventually, let's say it works for that night.
Has it ever worked? I'm not disputing you. It's always been terrible live?
There's no turning down the live band. They're amplified.
Well, you can turn down the amplifier.
You can turn it down.
You can turn it down.
Yeah, well, because it resounds off the hill.
Yeah.
And, you know,
no, but if there's it's a level of volume, we just turn down the amplifier.
It's just, it's awful. And as I said, you know, if I were outside doing something and had my music blaring and the neighbors
called. We'll go down to Havana.
Yeah.
Only
but,
go down there myself.
You know that.
Well, I've been there. Again, I don't think there was a band on Sunday. They might be done with the live music on Sundays for the season.
Either way, we'll tell them moving forward.
Is Ralphie down there? Have you spoke to him? He still runs the place, right, Ralph?
Yeah, when we call and ask them to turn down the music, they say yes, hang up the phone and nothing changes.
Yeah, okay. I've gone over and personally asked them.
We'll go down.
And they apologize. Oh, we're sorry. And that's all we
We'll go down this week.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Terrence King?
Yes. Terrence King, 11 Sea Drift. The short-term rental issue with the committee, I've spoken to Tim, and I just wanted to reiterate that we were hoping that we get some businesses involved with that and law enforcement, because there was talk about doing background checks and that type of stuff, and how possible that would be. The house at 5 Sea Drift, you're going to find a lot of those cats living there.
Okay.
There's a lot of cats down in Sea Drift. And the parking issues that have been discussed on our block specifically, I know that somebody mentioned at the last meeting that there was a state ordinance that did not allow you to park in front of your own driveway. And then I know one of my neighbors actually then got a ticket for parking in front of my driveway. But the state ordinance does allow for the municipality to allow people to do it, and that does override the state law. So maybe that's, but I know, like I said, people said there's a big parking issue on my street, and that would obviously be the issue.
So you're in favor of them parking in front of the driveway or not?
Yeah.
In front of their own driveway.
Their own.
Okay.
I could care less. I don't know why people call them. Report people in front of their own driveway.
Probably someone who can't find a spot, I'm guessing. But
you couldn't park in front of that person's driveway.
Right. The way we see it, it needs spots. Because
your name here?
Lori King, 11 Sea Drift. The way we're looking at it is that it saves spots, because only the owner of that home could park in front of their own driveway. So if you have a driveway, you can park your car on the driveway, and then another one of your cars behind the driveway, but only you can do that. So it saves another spot on the street, you know, for someone else.
It is, the ordinance for your driveway, it's specific for the homeowner, and I think they're actually even supposed to apply to the police department to get a permit so you know that it's them parking
in front of their own driveway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What if the parking restriction was taken off of Marine Place?
Marine Place.
That's all no parking down there, right? It gets bulky. It used to be parking when I was down.
Along the
right.
Yeah. The west side.
Yeah, on the dry side at least, you know.
You could do the west side.
No. You could do both sides, but the road is wide enough.
We used to park on both sides.
On half of it, you can park right now.
Correct.
On the major side of Marine Place, you can park. But on the border which side of Marine Place, there's no parking.
Oh, is that right? It's not no parking all the way across?
No.
We're talking about parking on both sides all the way.
But it is two different.
Let's revisit that.
Actually, what I think we should do is you should put parking on the dry side and limited parking on the wet side.
Sorry. Sorry, please. Mr. King, are you done, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Shama?
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. Name and address, please, for the record.
Yeah, I'm 15 Central.
Folks, please. Okay.
I think it is part of my work for me. So I'm the person who is the neighbor. I've been here since 2009, and I love the area. I live between here and Connecticut. And I've enjoyed our block. And suddenly it seems hell's broken loose on our block, that people that were friendly and nice are getting all vindictive and weird. We got a ticket last Sunday for parking in front of my own driveway. The issue with parking within my driveway is that it is too narrow. It damages my cars, which I like to keep dent-free, hopefully. So it was a spot that the previous owner apparently parked his boat. So it has the illusion of a driveway. But my car, especially my two-seater, the doors are so wide that I even if I squeeze out and contort myself, I can't get out without denting. I can't have my space. So I don't want to keep coming to court and saying, you know, guilty, not guilty, or paying my dollars.
Sure.
If there's something I can do proactively where I can park. I try to not bother any of my neighbors. I don't take anybody's spots. I manage or I go all the way and walk, contrary to a lot of people. The few times I've asked for exceptions is when I had a dog, a German Shepherd, who was 100 pounds, and we had to literally carry her. So that was the only time. And really, the neighborhood worked with us, helped us. And suddenly, it's like, I haven't been here in a long time. I hear all kinds of problems. And I came here, and the police told me that the reason they gave me the ticket is somebody called in and made sure I got a ticket.
I'm sure, yeah.
So I can point fingers. I'm not a stupid woman. I can tell who did it.
It wasn't me, by the way. Did I say that?
So is there a mechanism in place, too, where she can apply for a permit?
I can tell.
A lot of issues with that.
I did not employ anybody's name. Now, somebody called in and made sure that Phil, who manages his little spot with his two Alfa Romeos that do not move or cannot move at all, and my little car, my cars, we all got tickets after living here in 2009 intermittently. So my appeal to you is if you can give me a way where I can park in front of my driveway, because my driveway is not conducive to parking within, I would very much appreciate it.
Ms. Padilla, what is the mechanism
you
have in
place? To work with you
that
in
you have
which
a place
way?
Now? Mm-hmm. I don't think you have one. You have to adopt an ordinance that permits driveway parking, and the homeowner has to apply to the police department, show proof, and they get like I think a little kind of placard or permit. So the
that's
police department knows.
So I can, if you don't mind, I can follow up with somebody.
We're gonna have the chief and our attorney look into it, ma'am. There is ordinances in other places where you come in, I'm sure, show proof of you know that you live there, and then you get some kind of thing to put in the car so you don't get a ticket.
And we can turn down the request, correct?
I don't know. I'll have to research some more. I know there's an
ordinance.
We'll
look into that.
We'll look into it. I did one in Union City, but it was like 10 or 11 years ago. So.
Because it comes up on Highland Avenue. We don't want to park in front of driveways entering the entrance.
My husband's a lawyer, and I did, not that I have the time to get an attorney status or anything, but I tried to do some homework, so I'm not totally ignorant coming here and standing in front of you. So, you know, if it was a non-issue, I wouldn't have wasted anybody's time. But it looks like it could be workable.
Yeah, we have to adopt an ordinance.
Like, I can work with you. I very much appreciate that. Okay.
We will try to have information for you by the next meeting, ma'am. Okay? Thank you. Lori King?
Hi, I'm Lori King, 11 Cedros. My issue pertains to the short-term rentals, but also is related to the issue that was brought up by my husband as well as my Shama. It appears as though things are just kind of being sprung on people. Like Shama said, since 2009 she's been parking in her, you know, in front of her driveway without a problem, and all of a sudden she has a ticket. My tenant has a ticket. Now he accepted that he got a ticket for that. He was parked in front of someone's driveway. I meant to move, I didn't move. But it seems to me that the homeowner whose driveway is being blocked would be the one making that report, and not some other person in the neighborhood who just has a problem with the fact that there are tenants at all in my house. And that's basically what's going on down on Cedar now. Someone called to complain about this tenant parked in front of her driveway, not their own driveway, but her driveway. And that seems just, you know, vindictive to me. There's been other harassment going on. Another neighbor, this probably standing in the street at 10 o'clock at night, screaming at my tenants to move their vehicle from in front of their house. There was a whole spot behind them. He didn't just want them to move their car so he could get his car, because he could. He wanted them to move their car so he could take up both spots and save one for his wife, who's coming home later. So the issues that are going on with the parking down at the end of Cedric's at this point are really kind of outrageous. I mean, like, I have never seen before in my entire life. So I think that maybe this is something that I don't know what we could possibly do about this except for to issue parking permits, but I think some people also need to have it explained to them that just because your house happens to be here, that doesn't make those spots in front of your house your spots. If you want to have your own spots, you should have purchased a house with a driveway, right? It just seems logical to me. So I don't know if there's some way that...
I don't think they can call and get you a ticket for parking in front of their house. If someone's standing in the street yelling at 10, 11 o'clock, then that might be a conversation you have with the police department. But
You can't get a ticket for parking in front of somebody else's house. If you're blocking the driveway,
then you'll get a ticket.
Right. These were tenants over there for the whole month of July. Everything was, you know, fine as far as they knew, and then the next thing I know, it's 10 o'clock at night, and they're being screamed at in the street. So, I guess, and intimidated and cursed at, and, you know, and with several witnesses as well. So,
did you call up the police over that incident at all?
What?
Did you call was a police call for the incident where someone was screaming at
you? We didn't
They didn't tell you something wrong. Okay.
Our tenants, our neighbor told us that it happened.
And then we asked the tenants when the tenants called.
And they confirmed it.
And we actually have an email that they sent us, you know, explaining the whole story of exactly what happened. And there's several witnesses in the, you know, on the block too. So I don't know. Is that something that I should go to the police with? Is that a harassment? I don't know what to do. It's ongoing harassment.
You should.
They
should also call. They should have called. Someone should have called that night.
I know. I told them that. I wish they had called. But
so I was there. I heard it. I had a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old nephew. We were cooking dinner when this were up. And I thought, frankly, the way the person was ranting and raving, it was center of Caesar, not even on a pavement. It was ranting, raving, New York, you, New York, etc., etc. I thought somebody got hurt, so that's when I went running out, and I minded my own business, and all I offered, because the person moved his car, to park in front of my driveway. So I said, you can park here as long as I can ask you to move. But a point I want to make is that the afternoon of the evening when I got my ticket, my sister had come with my three young boys, and we were unloading pillows, etc. And we had parked in front of this very person's house. The minute we parked, he was in his yard or the fenced area, giving me the eye signals that I have to move. I don't have to move, it's not reserved. But I know the person, and I am amicable, and I looked at him and I said, we moved in front of my driveway, and I got a ticket. So I was being neighborly and nice. He was enforcing rules and spaces that he thinks is his. I moved because I don't want to have an argument. I did not call in the police for the police because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But the reason I came in today is, for everything I looked the other way, I owe you money now.
The other issue with the parking that we're having down there, and this is something that's definitely illegal, is people obstructing spots with cones, garbage cans, etc. Just leaving their things out in the street.
Chief, what do they do in that case?
Just
file complaints.
Again, part of the issue what we get a lot of times is you have to be responsible for your own complaints. In other words, you should have called the police when he was cursing.
I wasn't there. But
you should, or whoever should have called the police when we're cursing. If he's yelling at it, you have to call us. We're not arguing. You have to call. If he's doing that to you, like I said, you have to call us. You can't sign a complaint. We'll guide you how to do it. But we can't just sit there.
We did actually come down to the police to complain about the garbage can twice. The garbage can is still there. It's there every day and night. It sits out in the street. So I did actually do that. So, you know, I feel like
you have to take some of this into your own hands and call us and have me come. You can't say, well, I want to be nice, I don't want to bother anybody, but then it's happened to me.
So, Chief, when there's obstructions in the street blocking the spot, they can call the police?
Call us. We'll come down and we'll give them a ticket. It's that easy.
Give them a ticket for what? Garbage cans in the street?
Well, she's talking about blocking the spot. You're not supposed to block
my
people. Because
it's my garbage pail that's behind my big truck, that's between my truck and the motorcycle that sits right next to it that the next door neighbor owns. So that's what it is. It's my garbage pail. But to go to to address some of these issues. The police were called twice this week because we had on that street two cars damaged by the tenant parking, and I have the photographs to prove it, of the car parking right against two people's cars. One person is out of town on vacation, and it damaged the back of the bumper of her car. So we have, you know, so it is an issue. There are some tenant issues going on with the tenants who don't have the concerns that the residents have for each other.
I'd like to interrupt her and say that that's all that is absolutely not true.
Well, our tenant,
we're not interrupting anybody.
Man, I missed that, and I think the chief did too. The garbage cans in the street, why?
My garbage can is behind the truck between the motorcycle that's parked there permanently. One of the reasons why I keep it there is because they throw debris in the street, like the cigarette butts, and every morning I'm out there cleaning it up and putting it in the garbage pail. Every single morning, right behind my truck. But there's a motorcycle that's parked 2 feet away from that.
But technically, you can't keep it in the street.
Can't keep it in the street.
When you, after you move that, it gets picked up on Monday or whatever your day is, that should be put back in. That should not be on that street. And you should get a ticket for that.
Okay.
You're not supposed to have cones, are not supposed to be allowed anywhere, or garbage cans. And if there's people that's doing it, call and make the complaint. Every roadway in this town is public. To park there, and this is conversation is over. This is ridiculous.
But we don't want to get in the middle. You guys are obviously have this an ongoing dispute. With that, I'll offer a close.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
What's that?
Seconded by?
I'm right there.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. All in favor?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Good job.